Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is actually hour number three for us, and I have an unexpected treat, at least for a half hour or so. I've got Dr. Dan Nelson with us, stepping in. We felt a little lonely, didn't we, Jerry? And with Dr. Humat not with us today. She's got a family wedding via Zoom, which is sad, but it's better than nothing. Right. Anyway, she needed to be with family. And so literally when we started off a couple of hours ago, I texted Dan and said, can you get your butt in here just quickly? And he's here.
Yeah, he said, I'll not only bring my butt, I'll take the whole body and even the brain.
That's right. That's right.
There you go.
Anyway, he's been here for about a half hour, and he'll be here for a little while longer. So let me just do a heads up. I know Dr. Mixon has a few things he wants to share about the virus, which is quite fascinating. But if you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, obviously, or for Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho, any kind of pain, really, he's our pain specialist, quite literally, for 31 years, then you call us. Our toll-free number here at 570-KVI is 1-888-312-5757. 1-888-312-5757. Jerry, why don't you give us a little recap?
Okay. Well, you know, my big interest this past week has obviously been Mr. Trump's hospitalization for...
You bet, yeah.
...for the CCP virus. That is the Chinese Communist Party virus. And, he calls it the China virus. And I said, no. The average Chinese guy didn't cause this. This is the Chinese Communist Party virus, you know, or the socialist virus, whichever you want to call it, because, you know, communism is socialism with a Chinese face, according to Mr. Xi. The president contracted the virus. And this is one of those situations in which the CDC guidance, the newest science, is often not being followed by the people in power in the individual states. The governors are often making their decisions based on the science from last March and April.
Right.
And as the months have gone by, we've learned an enormous amount about this virus that we didn't know early. For instance, the two-week shutdown that we have been in for the last 7 months. I mean, the feeling initially was we don't know how long we have to close things down. So it is our belief that if we can close everything down for 2 weeks, we'll basically get things under control. And we didn't know how long you would be infectious after you got infected. We didn't know from the time you were exposed to when would you develop symptoms. So they picked 2 weeks. And 2 weeks was totally arbitrary. It wasn't based really on science. Right. It was based on decent guessmanship, based on other viruses, with a few extra days thrown in for safety factor.
Right.
We now know, after, you know, millions of cases of this virus, that... You will come down with your symptoms usually within 3 to 5 days of being exposed, not 2 weeks. 3 to 5 days is your latent phase from exposure. Once you're infected, how long you're going to stay infectious depends in large measure on how sick you are and how good your immune system is. If you're an 85-year-old with kidney failure, heart disease, and diabetes, and you are in the intensive care unit, you may be sick to on the verge of death for weeks. It may be 2, 3, 4 weeks before your body can mount sufficient response to get on top of this virus. And if you don't get on top of it, you die. And if you do get on top of it, you finally clear it up. But it may be a month.
Right.
On the other hand, if you get a mild case, which is what the vast majority of people do, including the asymptomatic people, the people that we aren't testing because they don't know they're sick.
Right, right.
They will clear this virus within 4 or 5 days after their symptoms go away. Well, the guy who never develops symptoms probably clears it very, very quickly. In fact, many of those people will clear it so fast their body doesn't even make an antibody response. They don't even have antibody because it's the T cells, the natural killer cells, that have wiped out the virus in their bodies.
Before the B cells even had a chance to.
Yeah, the B cells haven't even responded yet.
Yeah.
So those people may not even make an antibody response. In the case of the president, he got sick. They jumped on it the very first day that he showed his first symptoms. He had a little mild cough, a little bit of a runny nose, and he ran a fever. They checked his oxygen saturations. His oxygen saturation on last Saturday dropped down to 95%. Normally, a man of his age will run 97 to 98%, so he had a modest drop of 2 or 3% in his saturations. In no danger, but it said that something's going on in his lungs we don't like.
Right.
And so they gave him some oxygen for a few hours. They shipped him over to the hospital, and he got 3 big interventions. He got Decadron. Dexamethasone is the chemical. It's a steroid, an anti-inflammatory. It decreases the inflammation in the lungs so that you can breathe more easily and gets rid of the swelling. It also has a mood impact. It makes you feel optimistic and cheerful and outgoing. Everybody on dexamethasone feels better whether they're getting well or not.
Right.
So it's you know, just one of those things that it's a mood elevator. But it decreases the inflammation in the lungs, so that was good. He got the polyclonal antibody, the 2 different monoclonal antibodies. So in this case, there were 2 monoclonals. This is a drug that basically imitates your own antibodies. If you had made a big antibody response to this virus, that's what you're getting with this injection. You get an intravenous infusion of it, and it goes out, it finds the virus, it sops them up, inactivates them, and in a matter of hours, your infective viral load drops, it plummets like a stone. And he got 2 doses of this, high dose each time, 8 milligrams. And according to him, and it makes good sense based on how this drug works, he felt better in an hour or so. He said, it was a miracle. I was feeling tired and lethargic and couldn't. And all of a sudden, bang, he felt great again. So the combination of the double monoclonal antibody that grabbed all the virus and inactivated it, and the dexamethasone that's a mood elevator anyway, he suddenly felt stupendous. He then got remdesivir twice a day for 5 days.
It's an antiviral medication.
It's an antiviral medication. Its job is to go in and attack the viral particles and prevent them from replicating.
Right.
So that combination knocked things out immediately. He ran a fever for less than 12 hours. The following day, his fever was gone. He's felt good since. He had no longer had the sore throat. He no longer had any cough. According to the latest CDC guidance, within 5 days of your symptoms clearing, if you do not have a fever, if you haven't had a fever for at least 24 hours, and in his case, it's now 6 days, and you're 5 days out from your last symptom, and you get 2 negative tests, you are now free to mix with the world again. You are not contagious. You can't give it to anybody, and you've already had the virus. You're not going to get it again. So you can't get it, and you can't give it.
Right.
Which brings me to the
debate
that has now been canceled. Mr. Trump could go to that debate, could walk up, throw his arms around Mr. Biden, give him a hug and a kiss, and neither one of them would be in any danger.
Right.
Because even if Mr. Biden has the virus, he can't give it to Mr. Trump now.
Right.
And
right.
Mr. Trump doesn't have the virus. It's been whipped. So he no longer needs a mask anywhere. He doesn't need a mask to be protected from us, and we don't need a mask to be protected from him. Which brings me to the 8 million people that we know of in America that have had this virus and recovered. None of them need masks. None of them are a danger to any of us, nor are we a danger to them. Okay.
Right.
So really, you know, this should be looked at as a positive. Our president got infected. He threw it off. He got cutting edge care. My only complaint is that one of the drugs, dexamethasone, dirt cheap, $10 for a month supply, no problem. The polyclonal antibody, very, very expensive.
Right.
Umpteen thousand dollars a dose. At the time he received his dose, only 250 people on planet Earth had received that drug.
I think on ABC we just heard only 10 people had.
Well, that's 10 people outside of studies.
Okay.
So, yeah. So only 10 people not in studies, and that would include Mr. Trump. He's one of that 10.
Gotcha. Okay.
So very important personages with a lot of political pull can get this outside of the study. There are two of these monoclonal antibodies that are in development. One is the one the president received, which is, I can't say it, it's REMON-CO2. Okay. Don't know. And then Eli Lilly has their own version. Both of these are applying for emergency use.
Right.
So they can be used for people that are hospitalized and really need them. The FDA, rumblings I'm getting is that the first one might be approved this coming Friday.
That's great news.
Yeah. But even then, it would only be for hospitalized patients that are high risk.
Okay.
So if you were me and you and we get it, we still won't have it. Remeron has made 50,000 doses of this total. So you figure in America alone, we're getting 40,000 new cases a day. So that 50,000 doses would not go very far, even if it were approved. Okay. Now they're saying they can have 100,000 doses in a month or so. And they can start producing it but even at 100,000 doses a month for the whole world, that's not much.
Right.
So,
drop in the bucket.
Yeah. So this is going to stay a drug that you have to have either real connections or be very high risk or be hospitalized to get it. That's unfortunate. I wish we could, which brings me to my urge to slap Mr. Trump last night. and that's because I heard him say on TV, I'm going to see to it that this drug is available to everybody in the country, and it's going to be free. And I wanted to reach through the TV and slap the guy upside and said, you're famous for keeping your promises. You can't keep that promise. We can't make enough of this drug for everybody.
Yes,
and it's umpteen $1,000 a dose. Come on, guy. So, you know, yeah, Mr. Trump, I'm going to vote for you. I approve of you generally. You're a blowhard and a bit of a jerk, but I like your policies. And so I vote for policies, not for somebody I want to have a beer with. But pretty please, don't say things like that. Nobody can keep that promise.
Right. And with that, we will go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to start taking some questions. And I've got some for you, Jerry, and I've got some for you, Dr. Dan Nelson. We got him to quickly, on the spur of the moment, drive in, and he is here. If you are struggling with any kind of pain, back, neck, shoulder, hip, elbow, knee, foot, finger, whatever, if you're in pain, you really owe it to yourself to call and talk to this guy. Our number is 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I'm I'm just so pleased, and I just want people out there to know that they should go to your seminar. That's what we did, and, you know, it just made a difference. I never, ever had this much energy before, as long as I can remember. And I cannot believe the difference in my husband, internally changing him. I mean, he's honestly getting more confident. And just listening to the radio, you think, oh, you know, it's an advertisement. But when you're actually here and going through it, it's just a life changer.
Minutes past the hour as we are serenaded by Mel Carter. All right. Let me remind everybody, first of all, that we have some, I do this at this time every week. I got my email from Bia, and Bia had some very good news. As you know, we have been working to expanding longevity medical clinics. We've been hiring staff, adding staff, I should say, and hiring staff, and so that we would have a better supply of the free health analysis appointments. It's been a problem. Many weeks I've told you, well, we've only got 5 appointments available in Kirkland, 10 in Tacoma, and 3 in Linwood, that kind of a thing. I'm happy to say, this is the first time I've said this for probably 6 or 8 months, we now have 20 appointments, or 20 or 19 or 21.
Roughly 20.
In each of our 3 clinics. So this is very good news. Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. And so now you can go and make a free health analysis appointment. If you're new, that includes 2 free tests, a blood test and a special in-body test that is just fascinating. In any event, you can understand what some of your basic health risks are. As Jerry always says, if you don't measure, you don't know. So we'll do it for you, at least to get the ball rolling. So here we go. If you would like to make one of those, the other good news is that we're still giving you a choice between $100 of free longevity supplements. Again, your choice, totally $100 worth, or the 2 fitness books that we've created along with the fitness bands. Pretty cool. Your choice. Just for making and coming to the free health analysis appointment. So go to our website, lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com, and schedule your appointment. It is easy, easy to do. And with that, let us go to Sandra in Seattle. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I have a question for Dr. Mixon, and now that Dr. Nelson is there, I'd like to ask him a question too.
Okay. Great, go ahead.
Go for it.
Dr. Mixon, I'm wondering if you can give me some kind of parameters for what to do for belly fat for a female.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and judging from your age, you are a lady of some mature years. I would
answer,
so you are postmenopausal. Yes. And okay, there's a change in women. We have 2 kinds of estrogen receptors in our body, the alpha and the beta receptors. And the beta receptors are predominant in young women. The alpha receptors are predominant in men from the get-go. The beta receptors cause your estrogen to lay down subcutaneous fat, the fat under your skin, and that's what lets young women be softer and rounder than men. You know, a fit man is hard and lean and angular, and women are more curvaceous even when they're skinny.
I've noticed.
Yes, and every man notices.
Vive la difference, right?
That's right. But as you age and your estrogen levels are declining, your body responds by inactivating the beta receptors and increasing the number of alpha receptors. It's those alpha receptors that men have even in our youth, that when we put on weight, we put it on our bellies. That's why men get pop bellies, is we are predominantly alpha estrogen receptors. We convert some of our testosterone into estradiol, and our alpha receptors give us a pop belly. When women get older, they lose their beta receptors, they increase the number of alpha receptors, and they start getting a pot belly.
Even though I've been taking progesterone?
Yes, because it's not the progesterone. It's the alpha receptor dominance that you now have. Estrogen receptor, not progesterone receptors. Progesterone receptors are totally different types of receptors. Okay? Now, if we raise your estrogen levels early enough in that process, we can rescue the alpha receptors. And you'll actually increase the number of alpha receptors and shift your metabolism back to a more youthful fat distribution. But if we wait too long to raise your estrogens, the change is irreversible. You now have beta receptors predominant for the rest of your life.
How do you know if it's too long?
Well, we know statistically. They can do biopsies and do specialized staining looking for alpha versus beta receptors, but that's a really fancy, expensive research sort of thing to do. You don't normally do it to people. What we do is we raise the estrogen levels and we find out what happens.
Oh, yeah.
If when the higher estrogen levels occur, you know, they shift their metabolism so that they are primarily subcutaneous fat again instead of central fat, that tells us the answer right there.
And obviously that's part of what we do at Longevity.
What we do.
Yeah.
If you have lived long enough and altered your receptor status far enough that we can't move it back, now we still have some things we can intervene. We now have a fancy gizmo at Longevity Medical Clinic in our Bella Medica division.
The aesthetic division.
The aesthetic division. A little thing called SureSculpt. And this is a device that has four panels with these lasers that we attach to your tummy right across where the fat is. And we turn it on, and in 25 minutes, it actually sends laser beams down below the skin into the fat layer and kills roughly 20% of the fat within the beam. And
really?
And then over the course of the next 2 to 3 months, that fat is reabsorbed and goes away, and you lose that little pot belly. Now, for most people to see a good response takes a couple of therapies, okay? Mm-hmm. But, and so I have some little love handles. I'm generally considered pretty lean and fit, but I get some little love handles I just couldn't get rid of. So I was in day before yesterday and had them do it to my love handles.
There you go.
So
this is not for those out there. This is not for obese people this is not weight loss.
This is not for weight loss. This is for spot loss. If all you've got is a little pot belly on your or your thighs, or women that have a flat tush and want to reshape it, we call it body contouring. We can actually change the shape of your tush. We can get rid of the love handles on guys that are, you know, you're working out and you're trying to be fit and stuff, but you just can't get rid of those damn things.
Well, even the neck, the under
chin. The little fat under your chin, we can get rid of that. We can do the bra fat. The ladies that have this little fat around where the bra straps are and it's bulging, they can do. So it's spot reduction. It's not total body fat loss. It's not weight loss per se, but we can get rid of specific areas. We can decrease the fat. How's that for interesting?
That's wonderful. And rare. And very interesting.
Well, this is a service that we provide through Bella Medica, and it's been interesting. We've had Bella Medica for 15 years.
Yeah.
It's just been this last year we've decided to make it available.
It was about a month or so ago that I went out and bought these I bought four really new cutting edge pieces of equipment for Bella Medica.
Almost $1 million, by the way.
This
was a lot of money.
Yeah. Retail list on those were like $850,000.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't pay
quite that much. You're smarter than that.
I negotiate. But Bella Medica is the aesthetics division of Longevity. And it can now do some pretty wonderful things.
In the past, Bella Medica, because it's just in our Kirkland clinic, we don't have Bella Medica in Tacoma or at Linwood, but it's basically been for our patients and some exceptions, I suppose.
Yeah,
but now we're making a big deal about it.
Yeah, we're now starting to advertise it to the general public. And Dr. Umat actually has her own radio show now.
It's called Beautiful You every Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock, yeah. So, anyway.
So I can call Bella Medica then and make an appointment.
Yes, and yes. In fact, we've got our own toll-free number at Bella Medica. Let me give out the number right now. It's 844-744-4844. I'll give it one more time. 844-744-4844. Now let me say something real quickly. We don't normally talk about Bella Medica here on the show, but not much anyway.
But this was a question I couldn't
resist. No, I'm glad you did. We have a beautiful website. We've had it for years, but now we're broadcasting it, bellamedica.com. Bella, beautiful. Bella Medica, BellaMedica, bellamedica.com. There are two types of appointments that you can make at bellamedica.com. You go right online, and two options. The first option is for a beautiful new you consultation. It's free. And whether it's, you know, all of our lasers, I mean, tattoo removal, brown spot removal, skin tightening, hair removal, facials, PRP.
Or hair restoration for people that are thinning.
But that's a second type of appointment. There's two types of appointments, a beautiful new you, and there's also a hair restoration appointment. You click on the one that you want, and again, the appointment is free. And because it's sort of our new re-grand opening or whatever we want to call this, we are giving away $100 of skincare products, and these are the medical grade. This is like Jan Marini and oh my golly, really high quality skincare products. $100 of skincare products just for coming in for a free consultation. So you can do that right now yourself online at bellamedica.com.
Yep. Oh, however, great. I will do that then.
Yeah, I've been asked to remind people that that's for new people.
Yes, you're
our
right.
Current people that
our
are going
current
to
current patients at longevity.
We don't pass out $100 to everybody.
That's right.
It's only for new appointments.
New Bella Medica appointments. New patients. So that apparently is you, Sandra, because this is new news to you.
Yes, so, it is.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
Now can I ask Dr. Nelson?
Oh, that's right. Sure. Oh, that's right. You're standing right here. Go ahead. Yes.
I have a very bad problem with sciatica. Do you have a remedy for that?
A remedy for sciatica. Well, absolutely, we have a plan. Let's put it that way. So sciatica refers to pain going down the leg. Do you have back pain with your leg pain?
Yes, and hip pain.
Right, and hip pain. Mm-hmm. So usually that's a situation that is associated with what we call degenerative disc disease or spondylosis. Those are fancy words for arthritis in the spine. And if you live long enough, everybody gets it to some degree. So,
really?
That's probably 60 to 70% of what I do is spine-related pain, whether neck pain, low back, and absolutely we have a plan. Now, I can't tell you what the plan is because we haven't seen you, but typically, we would need X-rays and MRI if you have had, if it's been, say, over a couple. Have you had those done, by the way?
Yeah, but it's been over 4 years.
Yeah. Anything over 2 years is not current enough, basically. So we would have to get new X-rays, new MRI, and see what's causing that sciatica. Of course, we do a physical exam and all those things. But we have a number of options. We try very simple things. Of course, we try, you know, if you presumably you've had physical therapy or exercise program.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, a physical therapy would be kind of like try that first. Most of the patients we see have already tried physical therapy and are not getting better. So, you know, we would say try a home exercise program or physical therapy. But you need the in-person visit really to see what's the cause. Because we can look at the x-rays and MRI and get a pretty good idea what's causing that. Sometimes we need to get a special test called nerve conduction study, electromyography, to see if there's problems with the nerve downstream. But this is something that we do, I would say, on a daily basis. So, yeah, absolutely, we would And we have a number of options and pretty darn high success rate. My goal is to keep people from having back surgery. So that's what I tell people up front. We have three excellent spine surgeons in my practice. And I always tell patients, my job is to keep you away from them. They are excellent. But it works good because they don't want to operate on people on their, they don't want to do surgery unless it's absolutely necessary once in a while. But most of the time we win that battle. I win that battle. So
that's
to keep
great.
You from having surgery.
Okay, great. I will make an appointment then.
Good. Perfect. And for those that are listening, not just you, Sandra, but for those others who are listening right now, let me give the phone number for Dr. Dan Nelson. He's with Pro Ortho. They're sort of the 800-pound gorilla, Pro Alliance, the Pro Ortho division here in the Puget Sound area. And Dan, your office is in Totem Lake. Right. And the phone number is 425-823-4000. So you just call up and ask for an appointment with Dr. Dan Nelson, 425-823-4000.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks you betcha, Sandra. Thank you. Let's go to Tacoma and talk to John. Hey, John, welcome.
Hi. So just a quick thing for Dr. Nelson.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I was a little kid, I could reach one hand over the top of my head and the other behind my back, interlock my fingers, and pull my head through my elbows. Mm-hmm. And then in college, I started playing racquetball, and after 15 minutes, my shoulders would pop out of joint.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it wouldn't keep me out of the Army, so I wound up as a naval officer. And then in the 1970s, my right shoulder experienced that I was cranking my sailboat mast up, and it just went pow.
Mm.
So that was in the 1970s. And then in the 1990s, I was doing some plumbing and fell off a ladder holding a wrench. I didn't let go of the wrench, and my left shoulder pulled out. So they got a little bit better when I was taking actually it was 4-MU for my prostate stuff, but they don't make it anymore. And I'm just interested in, does your stuff deal with things that where the injury was done many years ago?
Yes, good question. Absolutely. It sounds like you have some sort of hypermobility situation going on. There's a condition called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. I don't know if you've ever been diagnosed with that. Ehlers-Danlos, and there's a variety of those subtypes of Ehlers-Danlos. So the short answer is yes. If you've had injuries from like a shoulder dislocation, which can cause trauma to the normal shoulder anatomy, there is absolutely things we can do for that to treat the underlying chronic inflammation from the injury, but also to help bolster the natural connective tissue in that area. For example, PRP, we talked about PRP about an hour ago on the other show that we've done for Dr. Jerry Mixon right next to me here. And that's to just bolster the connective tissue, the ligaments and tendons in that area. Stem cell is also an option. So both of those are unfortunately not covered by regular medical insurance, but they can be a godsend for
a
number of people that we've created, had a high level of success. But
I will say this about the cost, though. You charge, because I know, you charge half. Your PRP is almost half of what your competition gives.
And
I can't figure out why you do that.
Well, it's just we want to get the message out there. We want to help people, and I'm against, or I would like cost not to be a barrier. Obviously, it is, but I just want to make it available to people.
Yeah.
I do fine.
No one's feeling sorry for you, Dan.
No, but you know, the other thing, the stem cell. If we do a repeat injection of stem cell within one calendar year. We'll do that. And occasionally we do. We have patients who have a repeat stem cell for whatever reason. We'll charge half price for the second treatment. And so that's kind of an ongoing.
Smart thing to do.
Right.
So bottom line, John, to answer your question, yeah, he'd be a good guy to see. You are in Tacoma. He's in Totem Lake. But let me clue you, when you want the best, you clearly need the best. And a little trip to Totem Lake, basically Kirkland, it's worth the trip. So there you go. Anything else for Dr. Nelson?
No, I think that'll do. I'll try and, you know, get in there. I'll just
Sounds
avoid
good.
Going through
Sounds
Seattle.
Good. Well, I don't blame you. Keep it on 405.
Never go to Seattle unarmed.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my rule.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate the call. Okay. Let us go to Everett and talk to Stan. Hello, Stan.
Hello.
Hey.
How can we help, sir?
Yes. Sorry, my phone was acting up. I had talked to you about a month ago. And a question I had for you was, after stem cell surgery, would a treatment of HGH work well if you had access to it when you're over in Europe or India, in conjunction with that? And you didn't have quite time to answer that question that day.
Was that for Dr. Mixon, a question?
Or him? Which one of us?
Dr. Mixon, because I think that was who he probably deferred to, at least on this subject.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, growth hormone, or human growth hormone, is an interesting compound, and it does increase tissue replication and healing and repair. So, you know, if you've got access to it and you get a good quality, and I always worry about growth hormone from China and India and, you know, other strange places. But, yeah, if you've got a physician to prescribe it and you need, and you're going to use it to help repair after a surgery or a procedure, I think it's a great idea. Back,
well, you don't have to go to China or India, do you?
Well, no, but he's talking about if you were over there. And
well, yes,
access.
Yes.
So
you don't have to go.
Well,
there.
I think
no.
in this country, isn't it, it's not permitted to use for anything off-label like that?
Oh, no, that's not true. Federal law does permit it to be used off-label. Physicians, under federal law and by the federal courts, the rulings have been unanimous that physicians do have the right to write it off-label. It's just Washington State that doesn't permit it. Our state believes that federal law does not apply to Washington. I'm not quite sure why, but that's the position of our board. But yes, if you are in, you know, Indiana, Texas, Florida, California, doctors can write growth hormone for you there. They just can't do it here.
Okay. I wasn't aware.
Yeah. No. There's no federal prohibition. In fact, specifically, physicians are allowed to use it off-label everywhere except Washington State.
Interesting. All right. Well, that was my question. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, Stan. Okay, we've got Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho and enough time for one more call. So let's go to Milton and talk with Austin. Austin, we are glad you called.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been with Longevity for close to 3 years. At last Christmas time, I started having pain in my hip pretty bad, and I take Relief Factor, and it's not solving the problem. And I sought medical advice, but because of COVID, they put me off, and the pain has continued to increase until now. I'm having to take maximum pain pills that they'll give me to survive till they see me the next time. And I just wondered how many pain pills you can take without making other problems. This is my main question.
Okay, so what is the pain pills that you're taking?
Well, quite Austin. Frankly, I forgot to look at the label, and I don't know. I think maybe codeine or something. I can't honestly say, but I also throw in Tylenol. Mm-hmm. I think 4 Tylenols a day, because that's what the bottle says I can do. And then
right,
I take...
Right.
2 of this other type pill that the doctor prescribed, and they just keep re-prescribing it and not letting me get in for an interview. They have determined, they think I need a hip replacement,
sure.
And they don't think anything else will solve the problem.
Right. Well, Right off the top, I'd say, you know, taking a bunch of pain pills, not a great option. Of course, with the COVID, I understand people are getting delayed care. So that is a problem.
Are you delaying patient care?
No, we're full steam and we're getting patients
good,
in.
Good.
So we're doing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we're full steam ahead. But I'm concerned about taking, if it's hydrocodone or oxycodone, any of those take, you know, those come at a cost. They're not benign medications. There's people that come into my office, sometimes they're taking ibuprofen, like M&Ms, you know, because over the counter they think it's harmless, but it's ibuprofen probably kills. Dr. Mixon would agree, probably at least 15,000 people a year.
Yes,
that die from taking over the counter
gastrointestinal NSAIDs. Bleeding and kidney failure,
and right. Over 120,000 hospitalizations every year.
Right. Yeah, ibuprofen. A lot of the drugs, just because they're over the counter, doesn't mean they're safe if they're overused. And the narcotics are kind of fascinating. You know, narcotics are famous for decreasing pain. But there is a subset of people, somewhere in the neighborhood of 15% or so, that actually become more sensitive to pain when they're using a narcotic.
Right.
And so they hurt, they take a narcotic, the pain gets worse, they take more narcotics.
So that's the opioid-induced hyperalgesia. That's actually a well-recognized syndrome.
Yes, it is. And that's how some people get in trouble with those drugs, because... Right. The drug is actually increasing the pain, and then they take the drug for the pain, which increases the pain.
Yeah. Wow. We see that a fair amount. There's probably a subset that are more vulnerable, but we see patients that the effect of taking their pain down comes at a cost of reducing their overall pain threshold, so that their everyday aches and pains. You know, pain is a fascinating thing. We need pain to stay alive, but
it's a warning. Don't let that happen to you.
Right. The pain's homeostasis that your body needs to just keep from injuring yourself.
You know, one of the things we talk about here so often, Jerry and Dan, is the need for a second opinion. And I dare say, I can say this with confidence, you agree or disagree with me, Jerry. If I was told I might need a hip or a knee replacement, I would get a second opinion.
Absolutely.
It's just the logical, smart thing to do. And that's why Dan Nelson is here every 2-3 months. We get him into the studio because this is what he does. It may very well be that there are other options beside a hip replacement for you. And I would run, not walk, to the phone and make an appointment. But that's me, and that's how we sort of counsel people here. So maybe you ought to at least think about that, Austin.
Okay, well, actually, 2 years ago, I did go to a stem cell place in Tacoma, and they didn't sound very positive about it.
And well, there's
I've
a reason.
Been listening since then, and it seems like they say stem cell for maybe knees, but hip, they say it doesn't work so well, and I don't know if that's fact or fiction, but I have confidence in longevity, so I'm listening.
There is some truth to that. I think the success for knees and shoulders definitely exceeds that of hips, but we've still seen a fair amount of success for hip stem cell injections. So, and I might agree. You know, if I saw you in person, saw the X-rays, I might say, you know what, save your money, just get the hip replacement. If I always tell people, if you're going to get a joint replacement, the hip. Yeah. It's probably the best one to do by far.
The hip works.
It does.
Far better than the knee.
Right.
And with a lot fewer complications.
Right.
So,
and I've talked, as Pete, you know, I've talked people out of hip replacements that have come to see me for stem cells. And I said, look, looking at the X-ray and everything, I've examined you, I think you probably should go for the hip replacement.
And this is just one of many reasons why you're standing here, is because I sent, not only did Dr. Mixon get to know you very well, even in your clinic practice for many, many hours. But I sent a very good friend to you with a bad shoulder who was told needed a shoulder replacement. You saw him and you said, no, get the shoulder replacement. And that's because you have integrity and you've decided to do what's best for the patients. And we trust you, not only for what you do well, but for just being honest. So
well, I appreciate that. I've always said, you know, if you do what's right for the patient, everything seems to work out. You know, you don't have to.
That's a good way to look at
and
it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for.
So with that in mind, Austin, anything else? I'm afraid we've got to go to a break and say goodbye to Dr. Dan Nelson. But anything else real quickly?
I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
You
thank
betcha.
You, Austin.
Bye. And Dr. Dan Nelson's phone number, if you want to make an appointment, I suggest you do it. Here it is, 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000. And when we come back, we'll take some more calls. We got two lines open right now at 1-888-312-5757.
This is Carolyn. In our 60s, my husband and I were struggling with libido. And I've always called him Dudley Do-Right because he's such a good guy. But since longevity, now I'm calling him Studley Do-Right.
Hey, welcome back. We've got about 8 minutes before the top of the hour break, but we've got another hour to go from 11 to 12, so you can call in with your questions. A couple of lines open right now at 1-888-312-5757. We also had somebody call in and said, Bella Medica sounds interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yes,
well,
it is.
If you heard that segment and you would like... Bella Medica is not a Johnny Come Lately. We've been around for about 15 years. We just haven't told you about Bella Medica.
It's been mostly for our patients.
Yes.
And, you know, the Longevity Medical Clinic has been designed to make people stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier. And my feeling has always been, you know, this is beauty comes from the inside out. If you're functioning well, you'll look better. But then about 15 years later, we said, look, let's add some good looks to our patients that are doing well. So we did Bella Medica. And, you know, it's just doing very well. And just like you convinced me to start marketing supplements 20 years ago, you finally convinced me to start marketing Bella Medica.
Say, by the way, Jerry, are you happy that I put a half Nelson on you?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. When you started Longevity, you didn't think it was a appropriate supplements.
I was a bit of a snob. I figured, you know, doctors...
It was beneath you.
Yes, doctors shouldn't be hawking supplements.
You believed in the supplements.
Yes.
Because that's why you opened Longevity. You believe in what they can do, but...
It's just I wanted people to buy it from somebody else. But then I discovered that there's an awful lot of schlock stuff out there, and what people thought they were buying was often not what they were really getting.
And it was costing them $300-$400 a month for what
you can provide for
a whole lot less.
So I started our own line so I could control the quality and the pricing. So that, you know, that has worked well. And, and I'm now, you know, adding and allowing people outside of the clinics to
get in
and benefit from Bella Medica.
That's right. And so we're not going to go on and on about Bella Medica today, but there's a lot of things we provide. If you'd like more information, go to our website, bellamedica.com. Bella, beautiful. Medica, medicine, bellamedica.com. And check it out. And if you want one of those free consultations, and I'm not kidding you, we call them the Beautiful New You Consultation. And they're free, and we also offer you $100 of skincare products, and I'm talking quality. I mean, very, very high-end, professional, medical-grade skincare products just for coming in for a free consultation. All the new lasers and the very latest. You know, Jerry, some of the cool things, not just the additional things that we can do, but they're so sophisticated now, it takes half the time. Half the pain. It's so much easier. And the things that can be done I'm going in for some more brown spots on my hand. I've noticed they've come in, but it's just kind of funny, including the body sculpturing that you talked about earlier. Anyway, go to bellamedica.com, check it out, make a free, beautiful new you consultation, and get the $100 of skincare products. Now, if you can't make an appointment online, that's okay. Most do. But if you can't, we have a Bella Medica toll-free number as well. Here it is, 844-744-4844. And with that, let us go to Terry at Mount Lake Terrace. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Terry.
Good morning, or afternoon, or whatever.
well, say, not quite.
well, I'm multitasking here. Anyway, I'm starting to work with a polyclinic on some natural approaches to cardiovascular disease, which I'm susceptible to. And the practitioner ordered some tests, most of which I'm familiar with, but there's two that I've never seen before and I had questions about. One of them is microalbumin to creatinine ratio, and that's a urine test. So they measured microalbumin and creatinine concentration, but didn't compute the ratio. So I don't know what these two numbers mean. The microalbumin raw, less than 5, and creatinine at 70, the ratio, or concentration, rather, at 70.5.
Okay. Let me just kind of give you a general overview of what we're talking about, because there's a lot of people out there listening that have no idea what you're discussing. Sure.
And we've got about 3 minutes before the top of the hour break.
Microalbumin is a protein in our blood that is normally related to our dietary protein and how our liver is processing and so on. Microalbumin is a small fraction of that, and we're looking at how much albumin you kick out in your urine too. You don't want to be spilling proteins in your urine, because that often tells us that you've got kidney function that is poor. You're not filtering things properly and keeping it in your bloodstream. Creatinine is a breakdown product from proteins. And it tells us if your tissues are breaking down proteins appropriately or not. If creatinine levels are rising, it often tells us that you're breaking down protein too fast. So we've got something bad going on. And so those ratios are kind of arbitrary. They can go off either because of a change in the albumin or the creatinine. You know, if the creatinine is rising, that'll change the ratio. If it's dropping, that change. If the microalbumin is rising or falling, it'll change it. So I don't pay a lot of attention to the ratio. What I'm really looking for are the absolute values of the albumin, the microalbumin, the creatinine in both blood and urine. And if any of them are out of line, then my question is why? And I have to start looking for the reasons. Why is one or the other higher or lower than I would expect? So the ratio itself, I pretty much ignore.
Okay. Well, it looks like based on what you said and the numbers here, there's not a lot in the urine. I mean, the micro is less than 5, and there's no normal range for that.
That's
and
right.
The concentration in the low 25 percentile of the huge reference range.
Yeah. Ideally, of course, we'd like no albumin in the urine, but, you know, follow it along a bit, see which way it's going.
Hey, thanks, Terry. And that opens up a line if you'd like to get in with a question for Dr. Mixon at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. You call, we'll get you in. We've got about a 2.5-minute break at the top of the hour. And we shall be back.